Hello, and welcome to The Buzz, a Bank Automation News podcast. My name is Madeline Durrett, Senior Associate Editor at Bank Automation News. Today, I'm joined by Tyra Hall, Executive Vice President and Head of Enterprise Payments at Citizens Bank. Tyra, thanks so much for joining me today.
Madeline, thank you so much for having me. I'm thrilled to be here.
So you've kind of seen both sides of the financial services picture. You have a background in fintech. How does your background help you lead your team on the bank side now? And what are some key differences in how fintechs and banks approach payments innovation?
Yeah, so as you mentioned about my background, I've spent 20 years in payments, and I've been fortunate enough to see it from the network side, from the fintech technology provider side, as well as having worked at Citibank and now at Citizens. So it's really been a wonderful way to kind of understand all facets of the ecosystem. I think that that fintech orientation has really enabled me and my team to be very strategic in how we think about partnership within the market. So, you know, there have been different points in time over the past 20 years in payments where fintech relationships with banks have sometimes been adversarial, or there have been moments where there were feelings that some of the fintechs were disintermediating banks. And I think what's really come about more recently is the symbiotic relationship that exists between fintechs and bank partners, and how do we think about bringing best-of-breed providers into our ecosystem to solve very acute pain points for our customer base. So I think a lot of what I've been able to do is think about how do you take that mindset of having been on the other side, but also having worked at a bank, and what are the things that need to be true from the bank side, as well as the customer orientation of jobs to be done, holistic experiences for our clients across areas like small business, private bank, wealth, and commercial, and bring it all together in a way that enables us to even be more effective in how we operate in market.
And on that topic, what are some emerging opportunities you're noticing in the payment sector that Citizens is incorporating into its strategy? And how is the bank differentiating itself in a highly competitive payments market with both banks and fintechs?
Yeah, so a couple of themes that we're particularly excited about as we look at the broader ecosystem. The first is really embedded finance, which is serving up financial services at point of need into non-financial environments. And so we have realized that invested parties have been looking at realizing solutions that really enable them to have different types of expertise that they can bring into that ecosystem. So whether that's independent software providers, verticalized solutions, SaaS platforms, we are seeking to go out and make sure that everything from our technology platforms, the way we interact and work with those partners for APIs, developer portal, our forward-facing view on really risk and compliance, all of those pieces come together so that we can start to take advantage of how we think about this much more embedded environment where customers want us to be. I think open banking is another critical portion of that. We talk about it as integrated banking, but really making sure that our customers, in a very permissioned way, that their data can be available to them in the ecosystems where they do business. So that's been another area of focus for us. And then I would just say broadly, we're really looking at how do we expand the value chain? So it's not just about, you know, issuing a commercial card anymore. It's really about expense management and how do we help our corporate customers, our mid-market customers have much more insight from a data perspective, in and around workflow approval, time and expense management, and bringing a broader, richer array of solutions into that environment for them. So that's something where we call it extending the value chain, but it really plays for us in multiple segments, given where Citizens operates, and enables us to, again, bring best-of-breed partners and fintechs into that as well, depending on where we have capability gaps or where we think that the innovation cycle could be accelerated because of that fintech understanding of a particular pain point and their ability to navigate kind of a UI UX that's more sort of, advantageous to some of those businesses that we engage with as well.
And would you kind of expand upon Citizen's strategy for identifying and adapting to new customer preferences and maybe new challenges in the evolving payments landscape? What's Citizen's process for gathering consumer feedback and translating it into product innovation?
Yes, yeah, so we do a lot on the consumer feedback side and really getting close to our customers. So on, you know, from one facet of really having customer listening sessions where we're out talking to customers, we've been on a path of digital transformation. And so much of that has been thinking about how do customers want to experience these products? And also, more importantly, as they move across channels within the bank. So when you move from the branch to the call center, or from online banking and mobile, how do those customers experience the products and want to be served so that we're seamless as they come through multiple different touch points? That's been a big portion of it. We do NPS scores. We look regularly at customer feedback. And we also have a design thinking team that really starts with the jobs to be done. So anytime we're launching new solutions or capabilities, for example, something we spend a lot of time on is our Cashflow Essentials product, which is in the small business space. It's an award-winning product for us. But when we were designing and developing that solution, we looked at all of the jobs that a small business customer needs, you know, to do, to manage their business. And so as we mapped those out and thought about the time they have in their day to close their books, to sync with their accounting solution, to manage their balance sheet, we went through what are the capabilities that would best serve those customers in those segments. And so when we were building out Cashflow Essentials, we were really doing it in a way that would reduce time on the back end and make sure that customers were sort of being delighted with things that historically they've had to go to very disparate systems to be able to operate around.
So you're really putting yourself in the consumer's shoes.
Putting ourselves in the consumer's shoes, and because the nature of our customer base, you know, from areas of private bank to mid-market to commercial to small business and consumer, we really think that we're in this sweet spot where because we have such high relationship touch and we are very much in there to proactively think about our customers and make sure that we're giving them the tools and the advice they need to manage their own financial needs, but do it in a way that's digitally enabled. So it's sort of marrying together this high relationship touch with digital enablement in a way that the two are mutually reinforcing. And that's where we've been spending time over the past year and into this year and next year as part of a multi-year journey to do that really effectively.
Thank you. One of the capabilities that's in high demand is buy now, pay later services. Citizens is one of the banks that offers these options through its Citizens Pay app. What factors contributed to a shift from credit cards toward digital payment apps and buy now, pay later? And conversely, how have the digital wallet and buy now, pay later options influenced consumer decision making?
Yeah, so we were one of the first in terms of really thinking about how do we engage with technology and fintech brands in areas like buy now, pay later, as you were mentioning. And I think what we're doing is we really want to give our consumers choice, and we want to make sure that in those ecosystems, again, whether they're at point of purchase, point of sale, that they have as many options available to them to be able to support that purchase and support their own financial needs. What we've seen recently, particularly on the digital wallet side, is just a continued interest in consuming digital wallets and making sure that we can support all of the pays and that those customers have a seamless experience when in a mobile environment, when on the go. But really, we think of it as a toolkit. And so we want to be able to offer those customers areas that best meet their needs and where they have optionality around it. But again, being very transparent with how they use those products and what we think are almost the best way to recommend sort of this intelligence around some of the products and capabilities that we're serving up so that we can help with data and insights more proactively enable them to assess what might be right for them at a specific, you know, juncture in their own life journey or in that of the small business customer as well.
Yeah, on that topic, what is Citizens' approach for increasing the speed and efficiency of payments, which is increasingly important to consumers, without compromising the security of their financial data?
Yeah, it's a great question, because we know that one of the reasons that, you know, customers still value banks so much is because of the security and the risk and compliance and really feeling that it's safe to consume financial services and to transact. So we have been doing a lot around sort of real-time payments and account-to-account payments broadly. One of the stats we were looking at is that global payments talked about in 2023 a 13% CAGR through 26 around e-com market size for account-to-account payments, really taking it to almost $850 billion. And so we're doing a couple of things. I mean, one, we're looking at how we continue to support real-time payments and use cases across the bank. Tied to that, we have other products such as Zelle, which are very important to our customers. And we're focused on really making sure that we have the right fraud protections in place and that we're supporting real-time fraud decisioning, that the whole attach in and around the payment ecosystem is really there so our customers feel confidence and comfort in using those products and solutions at scale with us. And we think that their next journey and the next level will be things like pay by bank. But again, all opportunities to speed up payments, still making sure that it's secure, that it's compliant, but giving our customers more choice around how they interact with those payment products.
Thank you. So all of the different facets of Citizens' digital transformation are really working together and intertwining.
Exactly. It's really that we're coming up with a cohesive whole. And I think one of the benefits of having an enterprise payments function is because we can look at all of our core payment rails and understand at scale, how are we thinking about real-time payments, Zelle, areas that you were talking about with card and lending, and creating one platform that operates across the bank. And then what that enables us to do is really start to think about, one, elevating the payment experience. So that's the end-to-end digital journey. It's the omni-channel capabilities moving across channels, as I was talking about. But also that we're looking at use cases and learnings. One of the examples for us, again, in the open banking space has been that we've been out in front with our the work we're doing in the private bank sector, really to start to enable our customers. And then we're moving off screen scraping into much more of an API-enabled environment, and that's causing us to go to platforms in a new way, in a differentiated way, to operate in those ecosystems. What we've been able to learn from the private bank has then carried us forward and created really strong momentum for other facets of the business, including in small business and mid-market and commercial. So, again, it's sort of bringing this intertwined aspect to it, but expanding distribution, elevating experiences, and then making sure that anything we build in one place has connectivity tissue into the rest of the bank.
And Citizens also continues to invest in AI, digital technologies, and data analytics to streamline bank processes and improve customer retention. What role does AI, modernization, and data analysis play in enhancing payments-focused initiatives?
Yeah, so I would say on AI broadly across the bank, we've been really thoughtful in identifying use cases that, you know, that protect our customers' data and information, but also start to think about ways we can create efficiencies across the organization. Specific to payments, it's been a couple different focus areas. I mean, one, as we talked about, we're out there talking to fintechs and partnerships that are innovating around AI on a regular basis. So we're looking at different opportunities to partner and or understand those capabilities and how they might fit in for the broader institution. We also want to get into data and analytics sort of broadly. I talked about this concept of intelligent payment routing so that customers have more choice, but also can understand based on their needs, the timeliness of payment, what enhanced data they might want in and around that payment. So bringing those aspects together enable us to think about sort of this proactive use case of leveraging payments instead of a more reactive stance against it. I think there's going to be a lot more coming for us on the payment side in and around AI. And again, we're just stepping back and being very circumspect in which are the areas that have the most value to our customers, which are the areas that we can operate in that very risk-controlled way and environment, but also starting to explore like where those biggest next-generation solutions are going to come for us.
So what can we potentially expect from the enterprise payments team in 2025? What's your focus?
Yeah, so it's a couple things. I mean, one on the consumer side, it's going to be this continued expansion of our digital product suite and building personalized experiences to expand our retail customer engagement. And all of that is also the money movement capabilities in support of private banking wealth. On the small business banking side, it's going to be continuing the journey of this award-winning cash management capabilities where I talked about Cash Flow Essentials, and accelerating how we think about digital account opening, how we think about data and the use of data to make proactive decisions, and really integrating a broader set of value-add services such as invoicing capabilities into that. And then on the commercial side, we've been spending a lot of time. We have a very, long-standing relationships with the verticals within our corporate bank. We're thinking about specific to payments. What are some of the unique use cases or needs in specific verticals where we have support today? And some of that will be integrating with clients' end systems, ERP systems, verticalized software. But in other cases, it could be speeding up payment, thinking more digital wallet, account-to-account payment opportunities. And then finally, just making sure that everything we're doing in and around merchant acquiring continues to be very integrated for our customer. And so we call that embedded acquiring, which is really making sure that where the customers come to do business with the bank, that they have a full understanding of both the AP and the AR opportunities available to them.
Well, thank you so much. That's a wrap for today. Thank you to Tyra Hall, Executive Vice President and Head of Enterprise Payments at Citizens Bank. You've been listening to The Buzz, a bank automation news podcast. Please follow us on LinkedIn. And as a reminder, you can rate this podcast on your platform of choice. Thank you all for your time, and be sure to visit us at bankautomationnews.com for more automation news, and I'm looking forward to future updates from Citizens.